This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know our special guest in studio with us this morning, BJ Shea from Mercer Island, is.
I am so ready.
Now, BJ.
Finally, you get to play Beat Migs.
Finally.
The important question, though, is, were you listening to the men's room at 540 yesterday for the cheat sheet, where we gave out three of the correct answers to the game?
I am going to be severely hampered, but that's the way I want it. Even playing
Thank
field.
You.
A man of integrity. I've always said that about BJ. Integrity.
Yes.
I'm your host, Taryn, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, BJ is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
A baker's dozen is a group of how many items?
13.
Correct. What was the name of the fictional high school in Saved by the Bell?
Oh, pass.
In total, how many claws does the average house cat have?
Oh, boy. That would be 20?
No.
10?
No.
15?
No.
84?
What soda brand famously asked, "Is it in you?" in the late 90s and early 2000s?
Oh, 7-Up?
No.
Sprite?
No.
Motor Oil?
No.
Oh, damn.
Which U.S. state is known as the Old Line State?
Old Mine State?
Old Line State.
Old Line State? I don't know. Kentucky, Wyoming.
Nope.
Madagascar.
Nope. No.
Oh,
what does the convention ECCC stand for?
Emerald City Comic Con.
You know it. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Oh, that's Gwen Stefani.
It sure is. What South American country is known as the land of poets?
Peru.
No.
Chile.
Yes, Chile. What 1980s movie features the line, "Nobody puts baby in a corner"?
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
That is correct. How many blood types are there?
5, 6?
No.
8, 4?
8 is correct.
Oh! Woo!
And what was the name of the fictional high school in Saved by the Bell?
Oh, gosh. St. Mary's Hell Place.
Oh, no. BJ, you got 6 correct.
I think that's still good enough.
That's pretty good.
He's going to get the Saved by the Bell High School. I know he will, but I don't know about the landline. If he gets, he'll lucky guess some of these things.
His guessing is infuriating.
I still like 6. I think it's respectable.
It is.
Yeah, it's a D. It's a D in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what you walked in on, but not that much in the high school D's.
Walking in on the D.
My bad.
Steve Migs.
My bad.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
A baker's dozen is a group of how many items?
13.
Correct. What is the name of the fictional high school in Saved by the Bell?
Make a picture on a shirt. Bayside.
Correct. In total, how many claws does the average house cat have?
Claws?
Claws.
4?
No.
6?
No.
10?
No.
Oh, you should have said 9.
What brand famously asked, "Is it in you?" in the late 90s and early 2000s?
Yeah. Is it called the Bob?
No.
Oh.
Is it in you? Maybelline?
No.
OxyClean?
No. Which U.S. state is known as the Old Line State?
That is Maryland.
It is. Oh. What does the convention ECCC stand for?
Did that one for BJ?
Yes.
Emerald City Comic-Con.
It is. Who is the lead singer of No Doubt?
Gwen Stefani.
That's correct. Which South American country is known as the land of poets?
Peru.
No.
Peru City.
No.
Peruvia.
No. What 1980s movie features the line, nobody puts baby in a corner?
Dirty Dancing.
Yes, it does. How many blood types are there?
Six.
No.
Eight. Nine.
Yes, there's eight. Oh, there's eight.
Oh, you snuck in.
All right.
What do we got?
Steve, you got seven correct, which is a win.
Let's go.
7-6.
Bayside. Bayside.
Bayside.
You didn't get Bayside,
no,
by the way?
No, I didn't get Bayside.
And the brand that said, is it in you, by the way? That was Gatorade.
Gatorade, of course. Oh. Oh, what's wrong with me?
And cats, average house cats, have 18 claws.
Oh, man, 18.
And BJ did know that the South American country known as the land of poets is Chile.
Thought that'd be the difference maker, but you got that Maryland, man.
I know, thank goodness.
I'm upset about that word. I'm very upset about this.
It's like, damn, you come scorched earth.
But you know what, though? You deserve it, sir. You are a champion.
Congratulations on your victory. And BJ, thank you so much for being here this morning with us and paying tribute to Bob Rivers. We couldn't have thought of a better person to be in with us this morning great stories about Bob.
You guys have done a great job. Thank you for honoring my friend. It means a lot.
Any last words you want to share about Bob? The mic is yours.
Well, you know, just run around the internet, run around everywhere, like read a lot of the stories. He touched so many people. You'll just be very surprised at all of the things that he did, all the people, especially all the great radio talent. So many people are on the air because of him. And that's the sign of a legacy, is not so much someone what he did on the radio, but how he helped other people become great. And I'm one of those folks. And I think that's a true test of someone's legacy. A very, very sweet man that did so many wonderful things for so many people. And I got lots of love for you, Bob. I know, you know, Bob is, wherever you are, he's still gonna be paying attention to radio.
Yeah,
because he loved it so much. So lots of love to you, brother.
And lots of love to you, BJ. Thank you so much, man. This morning we're gonna continue to celebrate the life of Bob Rivers. Craig Gass is gonna be joining us in just a few minutes, but let's find another twisted tune, Steve Miggs.
I want to put it back in your court because you mentioned something to us earlier, not on the air, but you were talking about your husband, Brad.
Yes.
And BJ, you'll love this story because you said the reason why he even got an internship and a job with Bob Rivers was because Brad came up with a song.
He called up and played on the acoustic guitar a parody to Piano Man, and I believe it's called Seahawks Fan.
See, and then they turned it into an actual twisted tune.
They asked Brad, come in. And he became an intern, and it's all because of this song.
And so we're doing this for Sam Darnold, right?
Yes, of course.
It's 1 o'clock on a Sunday. The regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me. Thinks that the Seahawks can win. But the team has been crippled with injuries. Sometimes that's just how it goes. Get sad to get beat, and we probably compete, except for those draft picks we chose. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. Sing a sad song for a Seahawks fan. Sing us a song today. Cause we're all in the mood for victory. But a field goal would sure be okay. Barings, a real estate developer who never played ball in his life. And he's just another foreigner from North California who probably bought the team for his wife. Now the offense is hollering audibles as John L. hustles out for a pass. But the guy
are coming on the field to take a look at McGuire. Are they going to make a stretcher? No, it looks like they're
going to shoot him right there on the field.
Sing a sad song for the Seahawks fans. We're not used to feeling this way. Because we're all in the mood for a touchdown. But we probably won't see one today.
For those just joining us this morning, we have been paying tribute to Bob Rivers, who sadly we lost yesterday at the age of 68 after a battle with cancer. Larger than life on the radio and in real life. And we've been seeing incredible tributes on Facebook and social media and in the news. And one of those people that we were reading yesterday was the tribute that Craig Gass was giving. And now he's joining us this morning to talk a little bit about his friendship with Bob. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Oh, dude, our condolences, because I know you had a very close relationship with Bob, and we all love you. You know that. And when we got the news, you were one of the first people I thought of. I'm like, oh, man. And I saw your Facebook post. So I was like, okay, well, he knows about it. But I was hoping you could join us on the air because I know you had such a great relationship with Bob, and it would be great to share your story and your experiences working with a radio legend like him.
Yeah, it was crazy. He gave me my start, and I was 23 years old. I moved to Seattle. I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, and I just thought it'd be the coolest thing in the world. I was just obsessed with stand-up comedy. I still am, but I moved up to Seattle, and I was in a U-Haul truck about 30 miles outside of Seattle. And we had been driving for 2 days through, like, the Nevada desert, then the outskirts of just Nowheresville, Oregon. And then we're finally outside of Seattle, and I was like, there's got to be some good radio. Let's try to find some music. And we're flipping through the dial, and we just heard this familiar riff. It was the Guess Who. It was... I was like, oh, dude, turn that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the lyrics kicked in. And I heard, inflatable woman! And I was like, wait, what? And we all just kind of looked at each other, and the lyrics were completely sideways. I still remember how the song ended. It ended with this line of, my woman, my little rubber maid, inflatable woman, I can always get laid, hey, hey. And I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, we all were just stunned by what just happened. That sounded like the song, but the lyrics are completely wrong. And at the end of it was Little Stinger saying, that was another twisted tune from Bob Rivers every morning on 99.9 KISW. And I was like, all right, make a note of that. We're listening to that station.
And that's what I loved about him, is how he made it a point to make those songs sound as close to the original by, like, getting the right microphones that they used in their studios, the right instruments, so that I think those moments happen for a lot of us where you're, like, listening to it, you're like, oh, yeah, this is the song, and then all of a sudden you're like, that is not the lyrics.
Oh, not only that, he would get the musicians sometimes uncredited. I know there are some really famous musicians that said, all right, I'll do it, but you can't put my name on it.
I've seen that on YouTube where people are like, that's Chris Cornell. I'm like, is it? Now I don't know, but there's no credit of him.
Yeah. It's I know he had some members of Billy Joel's actual band playing. It might have been the Billy Joel song that you guys just played. But I get into town, I start listening to Bob Rivers every morning on KISW, and I'm obsessed with the show. It was this incredible powerhouse of the show. And I wanted to be a part of it, and so I started coming up with ideas to call in, which is already a little scary for anybody from on the radio side of things, that a listener thinks they could be a part of the show. But that's how Spike O'Neill ended up on the show. Like, Spike wrote a hate letter. He wrote Bob Rivers hate mail and said, you just did a song parody about used cars. I'm a used car salesman, and you're just ruining my life out here. And he just wrote him this long, hateful letter saying, if you want to write a funny song, here's some funny song lyrics. And Bob said, you know what? This is great. Why don't you come in and record a song? And he's like, okay.
Dude, the crazy part about that story, because I heard Spike does radio on Cairo, and I went on my Northwest website, and they had a link of him talking on his show about the passing of Bob Rivers, and he shared that story, and it was, not only was he selling used cars, he was selling Hyundais, and the song was making fun of Hyundais, and they were clients on the radio station, so that made Spike even more angry, and it was just like, what an insane story, and here's Bob thinking, oh, let's just bring this guy on our show.
Yeah, that he just, I mean, I call into the show, and I call in doing impressions, and Bob says, man, you're really funny. You should come in and record some stuff for us. So I come in and record some stuff, and then Bob says, hey, I don't know what your schedule is like, but if you'd like to be on the radio, I'd love to have you do some voices on here. And I just started doing stuff with Bob Rivers. And then within a year or 2 years, he brought me to this big radio convention called Boot Camp, which mm-hmm. is all these morning radio shows from all over the country. And he had me perform a piece at Boot Camp that at the end of that session, I walked home with like 50 business cards from radio stations all over the country saying, we'd love to have you be a part of our morning show. And I just started doing bits for radio shows around the country. And that was because of Bob. We didn't talk to each other. Once I got on the Howard Stern show, we stopped talking to each other. And we didn't see each other for over 20 years. And then last wow. year, a little over a year ago, John Oliver did a New Year's Eve show in Vegas. I had just done 4 shows with John Oliver, so I went to go see the New Year's Eve show. And Bob's there with Andrew. And Bob said, you know, I live here in Vegas now, which is where I live. And Bob said, you should come over to the house. I'd love to hang out with you. And I said, I would love to see you. So we made a plan. I went to his house. And I remember thinking, I haven't talked to this guy in over 20 years. I don't know what I'm going to say to him. I knew he was sick. And then I get to his house. And as soon as I walked in the door, I said, you need to know how much you've changed my life. And I just started talking for an hour about everything I learned from him. And he remembered everything. I mean, there were pieces of, about stand-up comedy that I learned from him. Like, anything funny can be funny in under 2 minutes. If you go over 2 minutes, you're overkilling it. If it's funny, it's got to be tight. And I would imagine in today's world, it's got to be even tighter.
Yeah, you're absolutely right with how people are.
Mm-hmm.
And he just taught me things that are just the backbone of what I know works for being funny. He's just a genius, and he was able to recognize how someone like Spike and Downtown Joe would fit into this cast. And he just had a vision. But when I heard the news yesterday that Bob had passed, I just thought, oh my God, these Odyssey cuts are just hard.
They went next level, man. They did go next level.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, what are these guys doing? And, I'm just shocked that the guy who I thought was just this unbelievably funny guy on local radio turned out to be this massive radio giant. That when we went to that radio convention, everyone at that convention yep. just kissed his ass. They all were in love with him.
It's radio royalty for sure.
Yeah, and I had no idea, but he was the guy that was the funny local guy on the radio.
Well, Craig, we appreciate your words more than you know. So meaningful this morning as we celebrate the life of our friend Bob Rivers. And just, you know, wishing you all the best. I know it's a really difficult time. And every time we think about your career, we're going to think about how Bob played such a huge role in where you are today.
Yeah, and if I can make a request, the one of the best twisted tunes I ever heard, it was so brilliant, was when the Peng fire happened in Pioneer Square. They did a brilliant, brilliant take of Rolling Stones' Hang Fire as Peng Fire, if you can find it. It's genius.
Peng Fire?
Peng Fire, yes.
How do you spell Peng? Peng
Fire. I don't know.
How do you spell Peng?
P-A-N-G, Peng Fire. When the, there was a, it was a big news story because it was it turned out to be arson, and the guy who lit the fire he went to Mexico to hide out for a couple years.
We'll have to track it down for sure. Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now, but we'll track it down. We are definitely going to play that inflatable woman song that you referenced, because I think our audience needs to hear that one too.
Yeah, that song was the first thing I heard on the outskirts in Seattle, and I just thought people in Seattle are crazy, and that started the whole thing.
Well, thank you, Craig, so much. We love you, man. And let's get to Craig's first request, Inflatable Woman.
And also at 8:20 this morning, we're going to be talking to Kathy Faulkner, who worked with Bob Rivers for many, many years here at KISW, so it'll be fun to hear her stories and show more love and continue the celebration of Bob's life on the rock.
Yes, thank you, Craig.
Very cool of you guys to do this.
Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good woman would be ecstasy, but nothing that's human will get next to me. I said, yeah, she's fine, I'll take her. Blow up bride. Lucas gas store. I took her home and threw her on the floor. She looked at me with that vacant stare. I could tell she was my kind of air-headed woman. I'm gonna make her mine. She's practically human, as close as I could find. Inflatable woman, laying next to me. Inflatable woman, if only she could see. She's a real cheap date at night. She's quiet and don't have much appetite. And if I feel like giving her a smack, she always finds a way to bounce right back. My woman, my little rubber maid, inflatable woman, I can always get laid. Hey, sex.
This morning we are celebrating the life of the inimitable Bob Rivers.
What does that mean?
That means you cannot intimidate them. They're one of one.
Okay.
Yes.
I think that's perfect, then.
Bob Rivers, who we sadly lost yesterday. Over the course of, you know, the history of KISW, one of the longest tenured people to rock with us, one of the most beloved personalities, is Kathy Faulkner. And she is on the phone right now. Kathy, you got to work very closely with Bob and also had an amazing friendship with him over the years. So we're so happy that you could join us this morning to speak about him.
I'm still in shock that you said inimitable correctly on the radio.
Thank you.
I can't spell it or pronounce it.
Exactly. Is that a real word?
It is.
And when do you use that word? Other than right now.
When you talk about greatness. Yes.
Inimitable.
Now I'm going to mess it up. Inimitable.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kathy.
Oh, wow. You know this day is going to come. And it's still a gut punch. But I'm honored to be here with you guys and share some memories about Bob from the day.
So, Kathy, I know you had been, you know, at KISW for pretty much the 80s, and then Bob came into town, I believe, in like 1989. Can you remember back to the first time you met him or the first time that he walked into the studio?
Oh, absolutely. KISW was going through a transition in the late 80s. We had gone through a big staff shakeup that resulted in another radio station in the market, and so Bob was our new morning guy, hired by the programming genius of Bo Phillips and guided by Steve Young, two programming legends in radio. So because he was from Baltimore and from out of town, we're just, you know the Seattle freeze. It's like, oh, you're coming in from out of town?
Yeah, who's this Seattle guy?
Right. We have legendary morning shows from, you know, Pat O'Day to Charlie Brown to Langan and West and, you know, Crow and West. So, you know, who are you? What was amazing is I think he's pivotal and responsible for changing the style of morning shows in national U.S. radio from being, you know, playing eight songs and, you know, throwing in a little 1 minute bit here and there to creating a constant morning relationship with a local audience without having to, you know, be a shock jock and just, you know, yell in the radio. His intimacy, his candor, sharing everything good, bad, and otherwise in his life, created a bond with Seattle and setting up the whole backstage pass experience where people could come in and experience Twisted Radio in person and have those personal contacts with his audience. It's just he was a style and had a style and a talent for, how do you put it, surrounding himself with the best talent, both on air and off air, musicians in Bob's garage to relationships with the audience and various businesses and so on and so forth. It was amazing what he could accomplish.
And it could be on air or off air, but what's that Bob memory that always puts a big smile on your face? The one, like, when you're talking about Bob, you absolutely have to share that story.
Well, there's actually two stories. There's the radio story when we were coworkers, and then there's the personal story, you know, just in the last few years. So I'll start with the radio story. His second Christmas album was I Am Santa Claus, and the big song that came off of that was the cover of Iron Man to I Am Santa Claus. And because I worked late at night and they worked early in the morning, we didn't see each other a whole lot, you know, except at, like, you know, staff meetings or, you know, Christmas parties. But there were always notes on my desks of what Bob wanted. And there was a note that just said, I need Ozzy for my music video.
Like the Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I was on Aurora. There's this like really thin music room that I inherited from Steve Slayton that had our entire music library, had a little desk, an IBM Selectric typewriter, and this old analog Samsung TV. And I would get there at night and there'd be this note from Bob, and many expletives that don't belong on the radio came out of my mouth in the privacy of my office of, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And so I called the label rep, and they're like, well, Ozzy doesn't do stuff like that. He's Ozzy Osbourne. I'm like, I know, but Bob would really like him to be part of this video. And then I would call management, and I finally had a conversation with Sharon. And she said, you know, show it to me. And so they kind of had a rough, and we sent the song, and you know, Rockfish did such an amazing job on vocals on that song. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, if we do it for you, then everybody's going to want Ozzy. And I'm like, well, everybody wants Ozzy anyway, so what's the problem? And the compromise was, if you guys have seen the video, is at the very end, it's an excerpt from the No More Tears video, which was out about the same time, of him just being so frustrated that he shoots a television at the end of the video, which was later banned on MTV because of the use of a gun. That was the excerpt that Ozzy permitted to be on the song. But what happened after that is the next time Ozzy was in town, there's a note on my desk. Bob needs to come to my house in North Bend, to Bob's garage, and you know, so we can chat. Like, okay. So we did. We ended up getting this whole meet and greet deal with Ozzy hanging out at Bob's garage, and showed him the video, and you know, he did lots of pictures with staff and listeners, and I still don't know how it happened, but you know, the coming in and getting a note from Bob on a desk on what he wants and trying to figure out how to make it happen in the collaborative team spirit KISWA.
I'd be like, Bob, are you delusional? Like, you really think I could pull this off? And lo and behold, you did.
See, but Bob always surrounded himself with the right people, and Kathy was the right person for the job.
Some would say she's inimitable.
Yeah, sold my soul, baby. Sold my soul. But, you know, Bob knew no bounds, and that's part of his talent and his magic. Why not? What's he going to do? Say no? And then how do you get him to say yes?
Yeah. That's awesome. I appreciate you sharing that story with us, Kathy.
Yeah, we love you so much, Kathy. We've been sending our hearts out to you and to everybody who worked with him, all of his friends, fans. Definitely a tough pill to swallow losing him, because he was just larger than life. And we appreciate you chatting with us this morning and sharing some stories.
My pleasure.
Much love.
So all morning long, we're going to keep this going, and we would love for the listeners to get involved as well.
We've been getting so many great texts about their experiences with Bob Rivers, but it'd be awesome if some people wanted to call in and share their stories as well.
Our number is 206-803-ROCK. Share with us your Bob Rivers stories this morning, please. 206-803-ROCK. And we've also been revisiting some of the amazing Twisted tunes from over the years, Steve.
And it's funny, because I wanted to play the I Am Santa Claus, because that's the first time I ever even heard Bob Rivers. I was in college radio, and we would play this song all the time. I'm like, this is the coolest thing. It's Black Sabbath, but it's Christmas. And then come to find out it was Bob Rivers. And so hearing her story, it's the perfect one to do right now. I know it's not the Christmas season, but I think it's best if we do Bob Rivers' Twisted Tune. Rest in peace, Bob. I Am Santa Claus.
Let's do it.
On the Rock.
Santa Claus!
Of the incredible Bob Rivers, who we lost yesterday at the age of 68 after a battle with cancer. And we know that he meant so much to so many listeners all across the country. And we've asked you to give us a call to tell your favorite Bob Rivers stories. 206-803-ROCK. Danielle from Tacoma, you are telling us that Bob Rivers was the voice of your childhood.
This is absolutely true. Every time we were in the car growing up, that's what my dad had playing. It wasn't Christmas until we listened to all of the Christmas Twisted Tunes. My brother, we always gave him crap about the walking around in women's underwear. My Aunt Roxanne actually did the voicing on the song Tukwila. So it's just always been like a really close thing to our family. Radio is never going to be the same without him. He definitely was the voice of my childhood.
That is so cool. I love hearing the story. Like, we've gotten a lot of text messages, and I saw on Facebook as well, people are like, my dad got me hooked on Bob Rivers. And it's just, it's cool to hear, like, there's like a connection that you have with your family because of a random voice on the radio.
Absolutely. It's definitely a generational thing.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Rock on. Joe Dredd from West Seattle. You've been texting, and now you are on the phone. You've got some stories that you'd love to share about Bob Rivers.
Yeah, good morning, you guys. You know what? You know, growing up here in Seattle, I was listening to Bob basically day one and would try to get involved as much as I could because it was a lot of fun. And I don't know if you guys know this, but Nudstock happened multiple times, not just once.
I did not know that.
Yes, it happened multiple times. And the one time I went, it was cloudy. It was chilly. Ooh. There was a lot of shrinky dinks that day.
That's the reason.
It's the cold weather, I swear, babe.
Yeah, but actually, I tried to get my band to play, and some of the guys were up for it. And the singer's like, there's no way I'm getting naked. And then they had a vote, and it's like, no, we're not going to do Nudstock. But actually, you know what? How many years was Bob on KISW? Do you have that number?
I think 11.
Was it 11?
I think it was 11 years. I think it was 89 to 2000.
God, yeah, there's so much history. And listening to everybody's stories, I'm reminded of things. Actually, I was going to call in or text in and say I wanted to hear my favorite Twisted Christmas song, Walk Around in Women's Underwear, and then you guys played it.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, this is great. But I gave Bob an idea for a Twisted tune. It was about mid-90s.
Okay.
Kiss had just announced they were going to do a reunion tour. I'm like, oh, hey, Bob, why don't you take Rock and Roll All Night and change it that maybe they're too old to Rock and Roll All Night. And within less than a week, he had it on the air. That's how fast he worked.
That's just insane. We keep hearing stories of that. Like when Tyron shared the story about Brad, her husband, he said he came up with a Seahawks themed twisted tune.
That was a great tune. I'd never heard that one before. That was awesome.
Dude, that's the crazy part is like, you knew of all like the pop culture ones, like the ones that ended up like being played on radio stations across the country and then the I Am Santa Claus and the Christmas ones. But as I'm like, last night I was just going down that rabbit hole of like, Bob has a great YouTube channel with all of his twisted tunes. And I'm like, man, he was cranking out so many that had like a great nod to the Pacific Northwest.
Yes, I'd like to request that you play that that song, I Used to Rock and Roll All Night, is what it's called.
Oh, we got it all lined up and ready to go. We're absolutely going to play that next.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe Dredd. Rock on.
We love you, Joe.
206-803-ROCK.
Let's see who's on the phone.
Hello?
Hello?
Steve. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? Tell us about Bob Rivers for you.
Hey, listen to this one. This is for Bob.
Oh, yes.
Well, Bob doesn't appreciate it. I do.
And so I'm a dumb trucker, and I'm running down the road coming up the hill out of Kirkland and pull up to the stoplight right after Kathy Faulkner finishes her spiel, and the car in front of me's license plate is Bob.
The universe works in weird ways. It really does.
That's so
weird,
trippy.
Man. Yeah. And I met Bob numerous times, all kinds of free tickets to go to movies. I'd take my whole neighborhood.
Oh, that's
Bob
awesome.
Gave out free tickets back in the day.
I remember those days where we used to get all those like movie screening tickets and you'd have like just like a stack of them.
Oh,
just, like,
yeah.
This is awesome.
All the good stuff. 206-803-ROCK. We have some texts coming in too, Steve.
Yeah, we've been getting a lot of text messages about Bob Rivers, and it's been really cool to read some of those. A lot of people keep bringing up Bob's Live at Bob's Garage. That made me fall in love with Bob. It also made me fall in love with the Melvins.
Oh, yeah.
Another person says, I moved to Seattle back in 1992, and I asked, what's the local rock station? I was told 107.7 The End. Scrolling the dial, I passed KISW first. I didn't go any further. That's how I discovered Bob Rivers. One of my favorite twisted tunes was Inflatable Women to Guess Who's American Woman. Rest in peace, Bob. And we played that one earlier as well.
I mean, you could just create an entire playlist and it would just go and go and go and go.
Do we dare just take the next call? Because I know Danny's running back and forth trying to get all their names and stuff. Let's just see who's on the phone right now.
Who's this?
This Trucker Brad?
Trucker Brad, man. Tell us about your experiences with Bob Rivers.
So this was a really cool deal back in the early 90s. KISW used to do backstage passes.
Yep.
And you could go sign up to sit in and get to go to the morning show. And I actually got to go watch the whole morning show with Bob, Joe, and Spike. It was the coolest thing ever.
So what was, like, your experience being in the studio watching? Like, do you have a favorite memory of, like, you know, just, like, seeing, like, the magic behind the scenes, seeing how the sausage is made?
So those three people worked so well together. Mm-hmm. It was pretty amazing to watch. Bob was just... He was just on point all the time. And, you know, it was really fun. Spike was, he was something else, too.
Oh, Spike's awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, all three. Yeah. I mean, they've had so many different members. Obviously, the core three was Bob, Spike, and Joe, and all three of them are just great, solid-of-the-earth dudes.
Totally. And thank you, Trucker Brad. We appreciate it. We're going to continue all of the celebrating of the great Bob Rivers this morning. But first, we got to find somebody out there who wants to try to take you down, Steve Miggs. And we'd like to report on the fact that you did get your 69th win this morning.
Against BJ Shea.
Against BJ
Shea. How appropriate is that?
69 wins, 38 losses, and 19 ties so far. In 2025, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 8:50, and we're also going to play another twisted tune right now, Migs.
And this goes right back to Joe Dredd's call about Kiss and how he suggested that they should do a song parody, a twisted tune about Kiss, and the fact that people are getting too old to rock and roll. And here's Bob Rivers' twisted tune. Rest in peace, Bob. It's called I Used to Rock and Roll All Night on The Rock.
us when the band was hot. And now we're gonna give it one more shot. We're getting old, we must be crazy. We're putting on the makeup again. It covers up a bunch of wrinkled skin. You bring the bread, we'll make the gravy. You keep on spending, we'll keep on singing. For a while, not since them hula hoops went out of style. It's been a while, I'm pretty rusty. We'll give you everything we got.
Would you like to see my liver spots?
Can you drive us home if we get sleepy?
If the shirts keep on selling, we'll keep on yelling.
To rock it.